You're turned into the Radio Tees with DJ Phil Radio Tees. Your number one place for hearing all the classic oddities, one-hit wonders, comfort jams, and forgotten hits. Presented by Ridgewood Eats, the diner that doesn't know it's sponsoring this show. With co-host Jack Dempsey and whoever else might be around. Get ready for 35 to 70 minutes of non-stop toe tapping. Can your toes handle that? Let's find out.
are tuned in to the 14th episode of the Radio Tees. I am your host, Philip, R-A-D-I-O-T-E-A-S-E. And I would like to welcome you back. We had a bit of a technical hiatus where I had to get some new equipment to be able to do the Radio Tees. That was all taken care of. And so we are back in action. Jack Dempsey is here. We are in a new year, 2012. This is our second New Year's broadcast, I would say. Jack Dempsey's current state of affair is sauna relaxation right now. I have him in a climate-controlled tank now. Same tank, actually, but I just bought a heater. Evidently, Jack Dempsey likes really warm water, like 82 degrees, and the temperature I was keeping him was about 60, so maybe that's what was causing him to be a little inactive. But now that it's heating up in there, he's a little more jovial. I put some new rocks in his tank, too. So we have a good start to the new year for Jack Dempsey. And a good start to the Radio Tees with Denise Williams' 1981 hit, Silly. Denise Williams, who would go on to have a major 80s thunder lightning bolt by the name of Let's Hear It for the Boys, started as a background vocalist for Stevie Wonder, and then she was signed to Columbia and then American Recording Company, where she started having hits and hits and hits. Great song. I hear that song a lot on like old school nighttime broadcasts on hip hop stations. Back at home, I've heard it for pretty much ever. I actually heard my landlord listening to it the other day. That's what reminded me of how heart-wrenching and effective that love song is. It's good to start out the Radio Tees number 14 on the ladies' night tip because it is ladies' night, and I feel in a very romantic mood, and I think we would like to continue that with a very romantic song by the Five Satins called In the Still of the Night.
Promise I'll never
up sounds of the Five Satins here from 1956. That was In the Still of the Night. Not to be confused with the Hoagie Carmichael song of the same, or the Cole Porter song of the same title from 1937. This is the one that people sort of gravitate to. It was covered by Boys to Men and I'm sure thousands, millions maybe of other doo-wop bands and stuff. Interestingly enough, it's one of the songs that lays claim to the origin of the name doo-wop. If you listen in the chorus where the saxophone solo was, I'm sure you heard doo-wop, doo-wah. And that's one of the places that it is argued that doo-wop comes from. The other place is going to be our next song by the Turbans called When You Dance. But we'll get to that in a bit. The Five Satins scored over a million sales of this song in 1956 and were led by vocalist Fred Paris. Fred Paris of New Haven, Connecticut. What a high school dance sound. What a falling in love in your dad's Chevy kind of a sound. AM radio, Greaser Boys. It's just got that brilliant songwriting that takes one moment and expands it into something we can all grasp onto. So let's play the other song that shares the title of being the origin of doo-wop. That was the Turbans with When You Dance.
When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill, oh, when she's close to you. Well, hold her tight.
When you dance.
Rumble or tango, mambo, calypso or strand, lights are turned down low, you go hand in. When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill.
The Turbans with When You Dance. Here on the Radio Tees, the Turbans, originators of doo-wop, along with the Five Satins. I really love that middle section where it just starts swinging out of nowhere, man. Is that a clean entrance and exit to that part? Just comes out of nowhere and it goes right back into that swing. I love that swinging little shuffle beat. Getting right down with the bossa nova type beat too, which is really effective with the toms and sounds like some rims. The Turbans, man, what a name too. It's almost like that band The Muslims, who changed their name to The Soft Pack. They were really good before they changed their name. Now, I haven't seen any sort of live video of The Turbans, and I wonder if they actually wear the Middle Eastern and North African type of headdress their band name is referring to. And if so, would it be the chic peaked type, or more of a Muslim elder type, or the Afghan wrapped type, or more of the Indian type that is worn more to signify class or caste? There are not many videos of the turbans out there, so the world may never know. One thing we do know, though, is that it's ladies' night here, and it's a heavy flow night, so let's play another lady. This is Ruby Andrews from Mississippi with a song called Tit for Tat.
Ain't gonna be no comeback.
Stone Soul Groove, Ruby Andrews. That was Tit for Tat. Ruby Andrews, her real name is Ruby Stackhouse. She's from Hollandale, Mississippi, and I learned about her in this really cool magazine called Oxford American and their Mississippi music issue. Got this for Christmas from my pops. Props to Dad for that gift. And it came with a CD of mostly older Mississippi tracks, just awesome variety of people like Bo Diddley and the Rivieres, who we'll get to later, and Guitar Slim and our man Howlin' Wolf. Yeah, I definitely recommend picking up this CD magazine combo. Good learning, good storytelling. Every song on that record has a two-page dedication to it, where they go through the track and tell you all about it, tell you what label it came out on, tell you a little background on it, have a good nice picture, so you can really get to bond with these songs. Really ingenious sort of collaboration for a magazine. I really love a magazine with interactive parts, like The Believer, this San Francisco magazine that I had a subscription to earlier. It came with a DVD sometimes, came with a poster, came with CDs. It was very Sweet. Let's get into another song by a band I just mentioned, the Rivieres. These are three kids from Mississippi who were 13 and 14 and started a band and decided to raise the money to make their own 45 single. And so they made a song called Bad Girl, which is amazing. And lyrically and musically, an incredible listen. But I'm going to play the B-side of that 45, which was called Sticks. It's an instrumental. Now, when you're listening to this, remember, 13 and 14 years old these kids are. Here's Sticks. Rivieres with Sticks here on the Radio Tees. Now, 13 and 14, you try doing that at that age, especially in the 50s, creating that kind of music there in the great state of Mississippi. I wanted to stay in the South for a little while and tell you about a song I heard traveling in a van from Minehead to London when I was recently in England. Out of nowhere, I heard this ray of light coming through stereo. It was a song called If the Sun Stops Shining. And I asked who it was by, and Tim from the band Le Savi Fav told me that it's by Chubby Checker. And it nearly knocked me out because I had only known Chubby Checker for The Twist and Let's Twist Again and his version of Limbo Rock, really. It seems that in 1971, he hooked up with Jimi Hendrix's producer and made a psychedelic-y kind of soul rock masterpiece called Checkered or New Revelations that he immediately shelved and never spoke of again. Wrote it off as some sort of drug-induced nonsense, but it has some amazing tracks on it, so I'd like to share the opening track with you. It's called Goodbye Victoria. It's pretty major.
We'll be in heaven.
was Chubby Checker with Goodbye Victoria from the album Checkered, New Revelations. How about that? That's a far cry from the twist, ain't it? Everybody's going to the moon, Goodbye Victoria. Not really your 50 sock hop kind of material, but brilliant indeed. Talking about going to the moon, it sort of sounds like there's references to, you know, some of the Bowie type of Ziggy Stardust vibe, as well as the guitar playing is so referential of Jimi Hendrix. But it comes together in such a brilliant, believable way, to me at least. That was Goodbye Victoria. I really like when people are called by the dimensions of their physical appearance, like Chubby. As long as it's all done in good fun. I personally get called Slim quite a bit, although I feel like the more correct term for me would be Muscular Hulk. But what are you going to do? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play another song. You might have heard this song in the 80s from the soundtrack of the 1989 film Dream a Little Dream by Michael Damian. It's a song called Rock On. He took a very 80s way of producing the song, but we're going to listen to the original by a man named David Essex. This is Rock On. The 1973 composition from David Essex that was Rock On reached number one in Canada in March of 1974, and it also reached the top, as we said, in 1989 by Michael Damian, who was actually a soap opera star before he sang the song for Dream a Little Dream. Rock on. There's been tons of covers to that song. It's a sort of a quintessential melody that just like permeates in a lot of things and is referenced quite a bit. And sometimes you hear all the things and you can't figure out where it's referencing, but you know it's referencing something, or you hear something and you can't, you get a little bit of the bass line, you get a little bit of the melody, you get a little bit of some horn or something. And for years, months, weeks, days, a whole lifetime, you can go without knowing what it is. And it's probably just Rock On. Well, listening to that song and thinking of Michael Damian, who's a soap opera star, made me think of another song that I originally heard on a soap opera, the soap opera Days of Our Lives, who actually I was just watching today as I was flipping the channels, trying to set up a Super Nintendo. This pretty much has the same actors as it did when I was like 5, which is weird, and they look exactly the same. Is it like the days of their lives haven't ticked? Well, one of the songs I heard on Days of Our Lives when I was, because my mom used to love it, so it was always on after school. But one of the songs I heard in a touching, like, heartfelt moment was this Chris DuBras song, Lady in Red. So I'd like to share it with you.
You and me is where I wanna be. But I
Chris Dubois with Lady in Red from his 1986 album Into the Light. Check out that video, and check out the video for Michael Damian's Rock On too while you have a chance over there. They're really good videos. You know, I was thinking about Days of Our Lives still, and I remembered that one of the characters who walked in as Lady in Red was playing was named Kayla, and my mom went so far as to name our dog Kayla after the character in Days of Our Lives. So that's a moment of disclosure for me. Another disclosure is that we're getting on pretty late in the evening now, and we're going to have to say goodbye. So I thought I would play you out with a song by a guy named Brian Hyland, who this is another melody that always permeates in my head. The first line of it, "So we gotta say goodbye for the summer." I hear that everywhere. Every time I'm saying goodbye to, like, you know, the person who sold me a cheeseburger, I hear that song. And so I thought I'd share it with you. Brian Hyland is a worthwhile character to look into because he's been playing ever since the 60s, and he hasn't stopped, and he's not really, like, super recognized anymore, but he had a few hits. He had this song that I'm about to play called Sealed with a Kiss, and he had a momentous hit in the song of Itsy Witsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. And he still tours, he still writes, he publishes songs, he's still doing his thing, and we got to congratulate him for that, of course. So he's always, maybe you can catch him on tour. His son plays drums with him. He keeps it in the family. And he's going to be the one to take us out this week. But thank you once again for joining us. And we will see you for number 15 right around the corner.
Gotta say goodbye for the summer. Darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. Guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer, but I'll feel the emptiness. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. I'll see you in the sunlight, I'll hear your voice everywhere, I'll run hold you, but darling, you won't be there. I don't want to say goodbye for the summer, knowing the love we'll miss. Oh, let us make a pledge to meet in September and seal it with a kiss. It's kids.